In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong. Some millennials and Generation Zers are so used to texting on arrival that the sound of a ringing doorbell freaks them out. The Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims joins us now with the story. Christopher, one of your sources for this piece actually called the sound of a doorbell terrifying?
Yes, and I have to admit that I also find the sound of a doorbell terrifying.
I find it jarring. I don't know about terrifying.
The number one response to this piece, no matter somebody's generation, is that they find doorbells disruptive. I think definitely there is a generational component, though, where if you are used to communicating with people solely through text messages or, you know, Kick or Snapchat or whatever it is, you know, why would you alert somebody to your presence by any other means?
So doorbell phobia, it's a real thing?
It's definitely a real thing. There's tons of tweets about it. People only half joking about, you know, my doorbell has rung and I'm not going to check it. I mean, one thing to think about is that if you are of a certain generation, I think it's more than 90% of people who are 18 to their mid-20s have a smartphone. You know, the same proportion of people over 65 is around 40%. If you assume that absolutely everybody is reachable by that means, then anybody who's ringing your doorbell is going to be an outsider, right? They want something from you, or they're soliciting. So if you're not expecting a package, it might be a little nerve-wracking to consider answering the door.
Got it. Do we know how this shift is affecting companies that ring a whole lot of doorbells, like FedEx or UPS?
UPS, it's still a matter of policy to ring doorbells. They have been forced, though. They told me that this was something that their customers really demanded, to give people other ways to get notified that a package is on its way or it's arriving. So you can get a text message, you can get an email, you can even track the individual truck that has your package. And that is apparently driven entirely by customers.
We're talking about doorbells with Christopher Mims, and you're listening to Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Christopher, is this trend having any effect on home builders or maybe on doorbell makers?
So I asked the National Association of Home Builders whether there are homes being built without doorbells, and they were baffled by the question. They don't track it. They couldn't find any evidence of that. I have heard from individuals that there are buildings, for example, in San Francisco where there is an absence of doorbells. Local codes still demand that you have a doorbell. I also talked to Ring, which is a company that makes a camera that goes in place of your doorbell, although it's still also a doorbell. And, you know, the CEO of Ring said that they're prepared for this doorbell-less future, and that eventually they'll just end up selling cameras that go right there by your door at doorbell height.
Anything else we should know about this story?
I think the most important thing to know here is that if communication can be channeled through your phone, that's going to happen, especially with younger generations. So I think that that is a good general trend. I think that there are businesses yet to be built around this. The CEO of Ring told me that the reason that he invented this doorbell that will push a notification to your phone was that he wanted it, and he couldn't believe that there was no doorbell on the market that would text him when it was rung. So I think that there are some things that we have yet to invent that are going to be ways to just connect with our phones that we currently communicate through other means.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims joining us from his vacation, I might add. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.